You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock, good to have you with us. We have kind of a split deal today. A little bit of Lions, but mostly rivalry. So let's reset the deck here. Rivalry, it's three ways. You can pick and choose what you want to do. And, you know, we've had some ticket texters, and it's like, oh, how come Mike's not yelling and screaming? Because, the little bro stuff's played. That's low-hanging fruit, trash bag nonsense. If you get your rocks off to that, that's cool. I don't have to. It's not 2007, guys. You realize that was 17 years ago when Mike Hart did what he did? It doesn't resonate now. Now you're just a poser. It's ridiculous. So,
Ed, hold on. To put it in perspective, when that happened, that person is now a high school senior. That's how long ago it's been.
Yes. So, when Mike Hart did it, it was original. And it was highly upsetting and highly disrespectful. And you were like, wow, did he just... Yeah, he did. That was different. And then we saw it go full circle, where then State dominated the rivalry. And you're like... It doesn't matter, because if State wins 100 times, you'll always be there like a meth head parakeet to just, little bro. So it's like, all right, cool. And also, I lived it with Chase Winovich, another guy who decided to wait until his final game against State to open his mouth. So there's nothing there. Colson, Loveland, Michigan, they won the game. If they want to go that little bro routine, you can do it. It's just goofy. The fight, Michigan State played a role in it, so did Michigan. I'm just not going to engage in this behavior of, oh, my God. No, one side is not right and the other's wrong. They're both wrong. What levels of it? You go where you want to go with it. But the one thing I said to you 2 years ago, it was chicken bleep for Harbaugh and Ward to get the cops involved and for Eli Savitt to play a role. And it'd be chicken bleep for me to get on the radio and start screaming about prosecution now. Disagree with it. I just don't have any faith that the Big Ten's going to do anything. You want to suspend Loveland and Anthony Jones each game? I wouldn't care. Now, the one I'm more concerned with would just be, look, if there's actual, I know what I've seen, and I'm not doing Zapruder film, but if Mullins and Samaj Morgan are actually stomping on a singular player that is in that wreck of people, yeah, there should be some discipline, football discipline. Mm-hmm. I do not want the legal process.
No, in you this. Never have the legal process when it comes to this type of stuff, because... You know,
well, you do when Jim and Ward cry.
And that was just the biggest mistake. And that was a dog and pony show.
Now, they railroaded eight players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number two. If you want to talk about the fight, you can. The difference is I'm just not living in playland. Both sides played a role. Nothing to talk about. The football game itself, I hate losing that game. But MSU's not good enough to leave points on the field. You can't. First of all, Jonathan Smith was not prepared for this. I thought the game plan was fine on a whiteboard. It was idealistic, not realistic. We're going to go in, protect our quarterback. We're going to run the football, control TOP, and try to shorten the game. The problem is you gave away your biggest advantage, which is your receivers versus Michigan secondary. And it's a fine line. Rico and I have talked about this. There was no scenario Aiden was going to throw the ball 35, 40 times. No, we couldn't pass protect it. But when you have the success you have running the ball, there are going to be some non-traditional passing downs where you can go hard, play action, and take some shots. They didn't do it, and that's unacceptable. Also, once Michigan showed they were just going to crash down to take away runs, you've got to come back with read option out of the shotgun. You have got to pull that ball and go out the back door. It'll end all of that. It'll force the end to take a pause. That will continue to supply your running game with the time they need. Look, MSU's game plan was faulty. Defensively, we just don't have the horses. We can stop the run, but man, on some of those orgy runs, holy hell, did Michigan's tackles obliterate our defensive ends.
They did, but that's why you have to put extra people up on the line, because orgy's not going to pass the ball. And correct. I don't know why it takes coaches who make millions of dollars a half a game to realize this. USC, Minnesota, like Washington, and Jed Fish was the only one that says, yeah, he ain't passing the ball. From day one, we're just going to line up and stop it. And what happened? Yeah, we got to take Orgy out the game. We got to put another quarterback in there because this offense won't work. But yeah, when you watch that game, if you're Michigan State, if you're John, you almost got to have a couple of plays in your back pocket the way that Michigan did. You know what? We got a couple trick plays for you. It was just, yeah, on the whiteboard, Mike, I like how you put it. This game plan will work. And yeah, you got a lot of yards going from 20 to 20, but then you didn't have any kill shots or just,
right,
we're going to take advantage of this. We know you like to blitz in this situation, so we got this little trick play design. And that was one of the things that you would love about, you know, D'Antonio, or even in the Mel Tucker era. They always had a play or two where you would catch them off guard.
I thought Michigan was brilliant with their use of trick plays.
Yeah.
Gave him some juice. The two quarterback system wasn't invasive. I didn't feel like it was unfair to Warren or it took him out of a rhythm. They tactically, I thought it was a nice job by Sharon and Kirk Campbell of when to do it, how to do it. Look, I hate the way we lost the game, but it is what it is, man. It's just, we're not good enough to make mistakes and got to play perfect. We didn't. So it sucks. But as far as the other nonsense, look, man, if you don't think somehow, oh man, you've gone soft. All right. I don't know what to tell you. You want me to scream about Lil Bro? Like, what? Come on, guys. Seriously. It's nothing. Yeah, here's what they think about you. Okay? It's why I don't respect him. It's why I don't like him. But they're malignant narcissists. This is what they do. Your only choice if you want to not hear any of their nonsense is to smash their face in. Well, we're not good enough to do that right now. So you just sit and take the medicine. But the fight stuff and all that nonsense, how many incidents in this rivalry have we dealt with in the near term? I'm burnt out on it. It's ridiculous, all of it. And it's never their fault, always ours. Okay, and then the media will drink the bathwater like they always do. I mean, for God's sake, Sharon Moore got up there and lied, saying that, oh, well, our guy got headbutted for no reason. What? What are you talking about? Colston Loveland headbutted our guy after he went aggressive on victory formation. I mean, for God's sakes, I listened to John this morning, and John and I can have reasonable conversations about everything except this. Even Cookies tried to check him. John, I've never seen that in victory formation before. Are you kidding me? The offensive lineman who sat to your right this morning just told you, dude, I see it all the time.
Right. I've seen players get just flat out blown up on a victory formation because I'm mad because you're about to win and you just see an offensive lineman or a tight end just getting pushed backward.
It's just gaslighting. It's the same thing. Oh, well, Colston leaned his head. No, he headbutted the player, dude. Just call it what it is.
Oh, no. John made it. He did not headbutt. He just leaned his head in. Right.
One problem. It's on video. He did.
Even in the slow-mo video, the headbutt speeds up. That's how much force was in the headbutt.
So the point is,
the slow-mo, it's
our guy
fast.
Was wrong, your guy was wrong. Why can't it just be 2 + 2 = 4? I can't be involved with it because I've spent my entire adult life in this state. I've dealt with this rivalry for 26 years, 20 of them in this city. And over the last 17 since the Mike Hart thing, I have seen every facet of this. The outside stuff is what I don't care about anymore. I'm sick of it. I want to win the game, and then I want to move on. Because the only cure for this is not more cowbell. It's winning the game. It's the only thing you can do. That's it. There's no other There's no other out if you're a Spartan. You got to win the game. Because they're not going to change who they are. This is what they do. It's a cult. It's insane behavior. So I've learned I can't ask them to change. They're incapable of it.
They, you know, things just happen when they do things. Like the Joe Bolton just happened to throw that steak down.
Well, first of all, it was a tent spike. If you're going to bring a steak to the party, make it something that could take out a Dracula. It can't be a tent spike. That was stupid.
I will never forget the MSU coaches were furious at the end of the game. Did you see that? They brought a spike. I was like, what are you talking about?
It was a turkey thermometer. It was ridiculous.
Man, they were living. I was like, guys, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's all the outside stuff. And whether it was Tunnelgate, whether it is their cheating scandal that broke before the game last year, whether it is them destroying the locker rooms at Spartan Stadium, putting duty all over the walls, whether it is the pregame nonsense with Devin Bush, where they damn well knew they needed to be off the field and they weren't. Both sides have a problem with each other. Mm-hmm. One side pretends they don't. Mm-hmm. And one side then wants to play the aggrieved. They're basically the rich kids saying, do you know who my daddy is? He's a big-time lawyer. Mm-hmm. You can't win with those
people. Touch me and I'll sue.
You can't win with them. So when you guys wonder, well, how come you're not screaming and yelling about it? Well, because I'm bored of it. Honestly, if we never played this team again, I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M had it right. Leave the conference. But my point is, I'm kidding about that. But in all seriousness, the football game itself, I'm happy to talk about it. But MSU gave it away. Period. You can't make the mistakes they were making. And Jonathan Smith, I want to read this, and then I know we got to get to the people and stay timely. Here's what Jonathan Smith said today, and it pretty much proves Rico and I right. We didn't think he was ready for this rivalry going into it. Quote, we will not forget Saturday night, I promise you that, but we're moving forward. I felt a genuine dislike between MSU and Michigan and fan bases before the game, and after experiencing this one time, this thing is different. And that crystallized for me on Saturday, close quote. Good. Because I better see something different next year. That was too businesslike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need a little emotion, you need a little hatred, you need a little passion. And you didn't really have any of that in that game.
It just felt
And you too, can't manufacture it.
It felt too businesslike. Mm-hmm. And to the team's credit, look, 61 new players on state. They don't know nothing about this rivalry. I thought they played all right. They played pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. But pretty good's not good enough to go to Ann Arbor and win. You got to be good to very good. Mm-hmm. And they weren't.
Can't beat yourself.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, let's get to the people. Ryan is in Dexter, and he's up next. What's going on, Ryan? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
In my eyes, the Lions' victory on Sunday was the perfect result, which it's easy to say. You look at the final score, special teams dominated the game, offense efficient as always, defense got takeaways when needed. However, as a big caveat, the pass rush is still atrocious against a very below average Titans offense. They really didn't do anything. And with Dan Campbell's comments this morning, I agree with the sentiment that there is a trade in the works, whether that's for Arden Key, Darius Smith, Carl Granderson, somebody at that higher up level that's not going to break the bank to trade for.
Yeah, Ryan, look, I know we're all hopeful and maybe the hope is blinding us, but yeah, the way he acted at the podium today, I go, oh, he knows something.
Come on. He knows. He knows Brad. Like, it felt like Brad has brought a name to me that excites me greatly. I've told him I'd like that player, and he started bouncing up and down up there. I'm like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Ryan. It was the perfect result. You're right. You got the rest of your starters in the fourth quarter. You know, you scored 52 points on 62 yards passing. Special teams dominated the day, and you just move it forward.
And for those who always wanted it, you got a Hendon Hooker sighting.
Oh, thank God.
Because, you know.
What a waste of a draft pick. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. How you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good. Got a quick question, man.
Yes, sir.
I know we all talk about the Lions and our pass rushing, and definitely we need to upgrade, and the whole world knows it. I think the NFL knows it. I guess the question that I have is kind of like, remember when the Pistons traded for Rashid, and when we finally got him in 04, it was like, okay, we got a chance to win this thing. So I'll ask you guys, who legitimately do you guys think that we could get that's going to take us over the hump? I mean, we talk about the guy from Cleveland, Crosby. I mean, these are all pipe dreams, right? So who do you guys think legitimately that we can get that's going to take us over the hump to win this thing?
Mike, I don't think any of it is a pipe dream. It really boils down to how high you want to go. What do you want to spend, and who is the player that you are targeting? If you want to go to the top shelf, you can have that player. It's going to cost you a little bit more. So this really, I'm trying to say it depends on how far the Lions want to go and how deep into their pocketbooks they want to go. If they want to go all in the way we've suggested, they could pretty much have any player out there.
Okay. But without throwing a kitchen sink?
I mean, Za'Darius Smith would be one. I always think there's a name that no one knows that pops up and you're like, wait, that guy got traded. There's also the weird rumblings coming out of New England, the second round pick they had from 22-23. Not Keon White. What is his name? The point is, there's a plethora of guys. Look, you just saw Josh Uche, who the Pats brought back on a one-year prove-it deal. He got traded for like a 6th, 7th round pick to the Chiefs. A multitude of guys. And if you take the Myles Garrett Crosby stuff and you put it to the side, our dreams are dead, okay, fine. The point is, they still have work to do. I like the Chiefs' approach. They went out and got Hopkins. They went out and got Uche. You know, if I'm the Lions, I'm looking to add two linemen. Like, a phone call I would make, and I don't know how plausible it is. I'd love to see him bring in a Calais Campbell. Miami season is over. NFL man of the year, a team captain everywhere he goes, respected in every locker room he's ever been in, and he's still playing at a pretty high level at age 36, and he is a massive human being who can rotate in on that D-line. Guys, you've lost 4 D-linemen. You lost Aiden, you lost Davenport, you lost Kaminsky, and you lost Pekka. That's 4 guys in an 8-man playing group. So I am fine if you want to piecemeal it and add 1 interior, 1 exterior. Fine. But the edge guy, here, I don't care. Watch the Giants tonight. Watch Aziz Ojulari. You want him? He'd probably get hurt getting off the plane, but you can have him. And he'd be dirt cheap. Yeah. Giants aren't going to pay him.
See, I don't think you could really go dirt cheap.
What if you got 2 guys? What if you went out and got Za'Darius Smith and Aziz Ojulari? You get them both.
And maybe I'm reading into this, but I really don't think I am. Whatever moves are about to happen, whether it's 1 guy, 2 guy, or 3, Dan Campbell is excited about this.
I know, because that made me excited. And I'm like, well, maybe they're getting a good player here.
That Dan Campbell was overly excited, like, ooh, I wish I could tell you. But it's almost like, Mike, we got a big surprise party ready for you when you keep asking, hey, what do you want to do tonight? Great question.
Makes me believe that the biggest deals are the ones that don't get talked about. So I'll always say that, hey, between now and trade deadline day, will a player get dealt that we have not heard about? Yes. Just don't know if it'll be us involved. Let's go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. How's it going today, guys?
Good, Ed. Hey, what's on your mind?
Back with the Lions. Holmes was working with the Rams, they didn't make a whole lot of in-season moves, which showed up in the Super Bowl. I mean, do you guys really think there's going to be a big name coming in?
I don't know. I know.
I don't know. Like TJ Lang said the other day, you can't close the door on anything.
All right, let me ask you a question, right? Here's where I would go in lieu of dream scenarios. Look, Za'Darius Smith, you make the call. Chase Young on the Saints on a prove-it deal, you make the call. Now, again, if they don't like Chase, if they don't like the person, if they think he's a space cadet, cool. Watch the Giant game tonight. Azeez Ojulari. Look, if you go out and get any two of those three guys, problem solved. Now I got multiple options. I can give Aaron Glenn more tools for the toolbox, mix and match, and let's go. I mean, Eddie, I'm fine with that. I've never not, but I'm also the type of person, if I got a shot, I don't care if it's a 1% shot. If I got a shot to go get Juan Soto, I'm going to get him. If I got a shot to get Myles Garrett, I'm going to try.
Yep, I agree. I mean, I've been a Lions fan for 61 years now, and now is the time. There is no doubt there. Best team I've ever seen.
Yeah, you don't want to waste this opportunity whatsoever because they are few and far between. You're not getting hit by the injury. I mean, you had Aiden Hutchinson, but that's it. You go out there, you replace him with some other people, you combo Mealy, whatever you got to do, but this offense is legitimate. Your special teams is legit.
So let me sell you on Ojulari. Can I do that for a minute?
Go for it.
Just for fun. Now, mind you, you're going, well, Mike, why are you selling us your guy? I'd like to help you. Nuanced take. My team blows. So, with that in mind, John Mara's gone out and said, I'm not firing Joe Shane. I'm not firing Brian Daboll. Which means they'd have the ability to sell a current asset and get draft capital. Okay. Ojulari's in a contract year. Highly motivated, right? Mm-hmm. Thibodeau was off to a very nice start. Hurt his wrist. He's going to be back in a week or two. He only plays about half the Giant snaps. He's got 4 sacks. He's already had a 9-sack season as a rookie, which set the Giants' record. He wants a contract. He'll be motivated. He'll be playing winning football, and you can play him half the time. Azeez, third down. What's my job, coach? Kill quarterback. That's all I need from you. Okay. Look, and he's cheap. He's a rental. You probably get the guy for a 5th-round pick.
Okay. You know what? On a side note, quick question.
What?
And this may be a dumb question. Is anybody in New York watching the Giants tonight?
No.
Everybody's watching the Yankees, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Either out of spite or desperation.
Just
look, we already lost the World Series in game one. You can just say it. It's okay.
No, it's not.
Aaron Boone blew the World Series. Just say it.
As the cliche goes, it's a series. If you lose tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Here's my response. We pitched a guy who hadn't pitched in 37 days. Freddie Freeman hit a ball to Palo Alto. We walked the winning run to second. It was mania. Aaron
it was first
Boone,
pitch too, wasn't it?
Aaron Boone was like an incel from the Red Sox to help us lose that game. I don't know what happened. We had 2 chances to close out game one. We didn't do either. Here's Aaron Boone's brain in the moment. I can't believe it. I thought Cortez was just getting loose for like bleeps and giggles. I go, it's got to be Hill coming out of the bullpen.
I thought it was nope. Doot, doot,
doot. Oh, where is that? Hey, here's Aaron Boone. Dead. We're toast.
You still got a chance, buddy.
It ain't much of one. Not with Aaron Judge doing his best Ray Charles. He goes to the plate. He shouldn't have a bat. No. He should have a keyboard.
You know why you're going to do? You know who's throwing out the first pitch tonight? The captain.
Oh, you mean the guy who strung up the organization for 4 more years at a bloated salary and demanded to be kept up in the order when he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag?
Tomato, tomato.
No, go to hell with that. He's Eli 2.0 with what he did to that franchise. Enough. You know what? Leave. Kindly leave. I'm reading self-help books. Kindly leave. I'm hanging on by a thread. All right, Woji is in the building. We will pass the baton momentarily. Bobby, a few ticket texts before we invite Robert in here. He's holding court with Evan outside. What do you got?
Said, I'm so mad that the Lions didn't pick up Josh Uche for a 6th-round pick in 2026. Starting to get a little worried about our GM. Don't want to be mad about him because he's done so awesome. But just saying, he couldn't have helped this team.
Well, here's the thing. I'm leaving space open for the following. Guys, we have opinions about players that have largely nothing to do with what teams think about them. I always say this around the draft. You can like this player. You could see him in every mock draft. You could think on paper it makes sense. We don't have access to the player. we don't get to sit down and have a private investigator learn everything about these cats or interview the player. Look, they may just not like said player. I'm going to let this roll, and whoever they go and get either clears a bar of what I think or not. That's all I can do.
Michael, I'm so glad you said that, because I do think that, like the draft, you keep hearing a player's name over and over again, you fall in love with that player. And this player, it's the perfect fit. And instead of just saying, hey, how about you let us do our job and go get the best player for the team? And then when they don't get that player that you wanted them to draft, there's always that level of disappointment, like, well, I guess I'll like this guy. So I've learned they see things differently than how I see them. I'm just going to go ahead and trust them and see what they're going to do. Go ahead.
You're right, because we can't force them. Like, why would I get upset about Josh Uche? You know what I mean? Like, it's a guy on a one-year, $3 million prove-it deal. I can't be upset. They might have something better cooking. If they don't, and we end up, you know, bleeps up, well, that'll be a different conversation.
No, I agree, because you can't be name-chasing. And Brad Holmes has always brought in pieces that have improved this team, whether we approved of it at first or not. So we gotta trust him.
Well, Bobby, what I tell you is it's okay to name chase in this regard, my man. When you have a player you think will help you win a Super Bowl and get a parade down Woodward, I do think as a GM in that position, whether you're Howie Roseman, whether you are Eric DaCosta, I do think you have to start at the top of the list and get rejected a few times. Like Les Snead, you got to go out. He didn't go out and get Josh Uche. He got Von Miller from the Denver Broncos to help solidify the Rams the Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. So I do believe you got to chase a little. But look, we got a week. They best get somebody. If they don't, that's a different conversation. Then I will actually be like the upset version of myself. I'm trying to just be calm. The team is awesome. So I'll wait the week, but they got to get somebody. Here, Bob's got the answer. Watch this, Bobby. Well, sit down. Stop sauntering. Get in here.
No one saunters like I do.
Are you doing a show out there, Bob?
No, I wasn't.
Are you pulling a Rieger?
He was. He was lecturing Bert. Well, Birchie's here. So, I mean, they're sharing war stories over there. Now,
we've got our big Lions review show coming up. Lions won without, like, having a first down, I think. Something like that.
62 yards passing. 52 points. Never seen anything like it.
Fans were happy, but they probably killed your fantasy team.
No, they certainly did. And the numbnuts that coaches the other team, that Callahan guy.
I love that word.
That four throws at the end of the first half, when all you had to do from the 1 yard line was run it in, and then you might have had a game.
Correct.
You know what? I'm not going to make fun of him, because he may end up becoming the MSU OC next year.
So. No, very well.
I'm kidding, Mike.
From the 1 yard line,
Rico. Because I'm saying, what is wrong with you?
Because we don't score in the red zone.
Listen, you're being negative.
Scoring in the red zone is overrated.
Sign Jonathan Kim.
Yeah, just look.
Yeah, kickers.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Yes. He thinks I'm nuts.
You are.
And you know I'm generally very cynical, and I'm not like a glass half full guy.
No, your glass is broken, guy.
Shards everywhere.
Shards.
You ready?
Yes.
I think we can beat Indiana.
Well, is the little quarterback back?
I don't know. It's either a backup or a guy off thumb surgery. Indiana hasn't really played anybody. They got to go on the road.
What
has MSU shown the last 2 weeks? They can line up, control TOP, run the football. Fair? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And did you see the point spread? Quickly, it opened at 7, went right down to 6.
6? Okay, Michigan State getting 6, obviously.
If they were favored by 6, I'd be like, would half the team die?
See, I don't know. Michigan State is Aiden Childs, like...
He was 17 of 23. He didn't throw an interception.
Literally, three of those were sacks. So, really, 17 of 20.
Yeah, literally, the only reason I thought Michigan would win the game was because I thought Childs would make a big mistake. And
he did.
And that's not even correct, because he's going to be a very good player, I think. But at this stage,
for Miami,
he's going to make the big mistake.
Oh, but I'm negative.
So we don't know about, what's his name, Michael O'Rourke?
Curtis Rourke?
Yeah, him, no, whatever.
Look, there's a shot he plays, but my point is he's going from thumb surgery.
You know, thumbs are overrated.
His throwing thumb.
It's his throwing hand.
No, I know. It's a 3:30 game, right? You guys need to play a night game every now and then, shouldn't you?
Yeah, mix them in once in a while.
Oh, my God.
What do you got coming up next?
Well, we got the Lions review coming up, and I don't get to go.
Is Dan Miller here?
No. He's preoccupied.
We had two callers today demanding this.
I heard that. Okay,
can you pass this on? Because when I bring it up to Dan, he's dismissive.
Touchdown black guy?
Just one time.
Mm-hmm.
One time.
Should he say touchdown black lion?
I don't care.
No.
My point is,
No, he can't.
Like on that long Jahmyr Gibbs run.
Bang!
Perfect time.
Yeah, no. No. Okay. Yeah, no. I thought about it, but no. Touchdown
just
black
come
guy.
On one time. The people of Detroit want it.
25
touchdown Detroit black guy. I mean, it's meant for him. It's meant for him.
Whose voice are you doing there?
Dan's.
No, it's not. It's that low.
And that's the game?
Yeah.
Better job by me. Your team sucks. whatever he says at the end of the game.
They meet at the middle of the field. Good job by me. Sucky job by you. That's what he says. So, yeah, we're going to get to the Lions. I can't get into Michigan State because it's Lions review. I will just say this. By this time tomorrow, all the other stuff is going to be over with. I think the Big Ten will just
issue. You mean Eli Sabbath's not going to throw away players in jail?
No one's going to jail.
Oh, and weird.
I don't think anyone's getting nailed.
An apology won't suffice. Yeah. Oh, please. I'm with you. I never wanted the cops involved 2 years ago. I thought it was ridiculous. All right, Bob's coming up next. Lions review.
Woo!
Work on Dapper Dan. Get Dapper Dan to loosen up a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Maybe we'll ease him in. How about
whatever you want.
Touchdown unnamed guy. Start there.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.